blizzard conditions continue to bear down on the northwestern portions of the Midwest, and it will continue through the morning today before we start seeing some kind of an easement in the general pattern this afternoon and especially tonight. The storm system has been very impressive and has lived up to every bit of what was advertised. The storm system started yesterday afternoon in the far northwestern portions of hard red winter wheat country and has expanded very quickly across a big part of the upper Midwest. And in this, it's not even 24-hour period yet, in the last, we'll call it 12 to 15 hours, we've accumulated anywhere from 3 to 9 inches of snow generally across the region from the Central Plains into a portion of the upper Midwest, with extreme amounts getting upwards to 13 inches near the Des Moines area in Polk County, Iowa. Is where the greatest amounts. I think Des Moines Airport actually reported about 12 inches at the top of this hour. The storm system has been accompanied by incredible winds, sustained at 20 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts getting into the 40 and 50 mile per hour range. Out in the plains yesterday evening, there was some wind gusts to 60 and 70 miles per hour. The storm has closed roads across many areas from Nebraska and parts of Kansas into Iowa at times, and this is going to continue. Visibilities have been near zero at times as well, and the snow has been falling at a very fast clip. As I stated before, some of these areas have only had several hours of the event and have already accumulated impressive amounts of snow. The moisture totals from the snow have also been impressive from southeastern and east central Iowa into parts of southern Wisconsin, where we've seen moisture totals running up into the range of 1 to 2 inches. Same is true from northwestern Illinois, most of eastern Illinois, and a few pockets in southeastern Missouri. As the storm system continues today, we'll find the greatest precipitation occur from Indiana into western Michigan, where again 1 to 2 inches of moisture will occur. Obviously, this precipitation will help to improve the runoff across the Midwest, and further improvements in river and stream flows will likely occur in those areas that are picking up on rain. The areas that are getting a lot of the snow, obviously, that snow is going to lock that moisture up on top of the ground for a while, and until we get some significant melting to occur, the rivers won't be able to respond. So that means that the middle Mississippi and parts of the lower Missouri River will only see small improvements in their river levels until we get some significant melting to occur. The faster the melt takes place, the better the river rise will likely be. Unfortunately, it's getting pretty deep into winter here, and temperatures will be fairly chilly for a while, so a rapid melt is not very likely. Forecast does allow the storm system to go ahead and move through the rest of the Midwest today and overnight tonight. We should be looking at improving conditions on Friday, although the winds will still be brisk in the eastern portions of the Midwest, with sustained speeds tomorrow likely to still be 20 to 30 miles per hour, and some gusts getting up to 40 across the region from parts of Michigan down into Indiana and Ohio. Today, I fully expect to see some wind gusts at 40 to 50 miles per hour in some of the areas from Illinois into parts of Wisconsin, and considerably dangerous travel conditions will occur in those areas of reduced visibilities and heavy snow. Once the storm system is out of the way, we'll look for some kind of improvement weather over the weekend. The next storm system will likely bear down on the region during the Christmas holiday. At least during the middle part of next week, there should be another storm system of size impacting the region. But the models are being very inconsistent on this event, and we'll have to just sit back and wait and see how this event materializes. But be careful if you're planning to travel across the region next week. There is still potential for more storminess across at least a portion of the Midwest. Temperatures will be turning quite a bit colder here, but we won't see that last very long. A warming trend this weekend will put us right back into a warmer-than-usual mode. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.